There was a shout of surprise. Then a voice called out from under Heffron,
"Hinkle, Hinkle, is das du?"
Heffron came barreling out of the foxhole and took off in the opposite direction, yelling, "Hinkle your ass, Kraut!" He and Spina got reoriented and finally found the E-Company CP. Spina, who recalled the incident, concluded, "To this day, every time I see Babe, I ask him how Hinkle is feeling, or if he has seen Hinkle lately." The medics were the most popular, respected, and appreciated men in the company. Their weapons were first aid kits. Their place on the line was wherever a man called out that he was wounded. Lieutenant Foley had special praise for Private Eugene Rowe. He was there when he was needed, and how he got there you often wondered. He never received recognition for his bravery, his heroic servicing of the wounded. I recommended him for a Silver Star after a devastating firefight when his exploits were typically outstanding. Maybe I didn't use the proper words and phrases. Perhaps Lieutenant Dyke didn't approve, or somewhere along the line it was cast aside. I don't know. I never knew except that if any man who struggled in the snow and the cold, in the many attacks through the open and through the woods, ever deserved such a medal, it was our medic, Gene Rowe. On December 20th, what was left of the 1st Battalion of the 506th and Team des Aubries pulled back from Noville and went into reserve. Easy awaited an attack that did not come. The damage inflicted by 1st Battalion was so great that the Germans made their assaults on other sectors of the defensive perimeter. Easy underwent artillery and mortar bombardments, but no infantry attack. On December 21st, it snowed, a soft, dry snow. It kept coming. 6 inches, 12 inches. The temperature fell to well below freezing. The wind came up, even in the woods. The men were colder than they had ever been in their lives. They had only their jump boots and battle dress with trench coats. No wool socks, no long underwear.
This is the end of Disc 7.